The Adventures of Salvator Rosa, Part 1. In the Museum of Florence is a famous painting. In the painting, a young man is standing at the edge of a mountain. Behind him are bandits. He looks as if he is about to fall to his death. Behind the bandits is a beautiful woman waving her hands as if pleading for the life of the young man. As the story goes, Salvator Rosa was born to poor parents. He was artistically talented. He could play music, write poetry, and paint. His parents hoped he would earn his living playing music, but he enjoyed painting more. He moved to Florence and painted for a living. He loved to paint the mountains in that area. Often, he would go wandering into the mountains for days. He looked for interesting scenes to paint. Rich families bought his paintings. Even the Prince of Florence admired his paintings. One day, he travelled further than he usually did in the mountains. Many people warned him about the dangerous bandits hiding there, but Salvator did not listen. He wanted to find new scenes of the mountain to paint. He found a spot and sat down beside a river and started sketching. Suddenly, a man appeared, standing on a rock above him. His clothes showed that he was not from the city. He wore an old large hat. A leather belt around his waist carried his pistol and hunting knife. His black beard covered most of his face. Salvator thought, "I must not lose this opportunity to sketch a man of the mountains." Any other person would have been afraid and run away, but not Salvator. He was more interested to sketch the strange-looking man. "What are you doing?" asked the man. "Now hold still, I have come to paint you," replied Salvator. "You're joking." "No, no, I'm a painter, and I come to the mountains to look for beautiful landscapes to paint."
"To paint? Don't you know the mountain belongs to us? You have come to spy on us," the man said.
He gave a loud whistle, and three other men came out from their hiding places. "Tie him up! He has come to spy on us. We'll take him back to our leader,"